How often do you find yourself talking to yourself? Well, inner speech can reveal much about our private desires, distractions, and disappointments. Language is the hallmark of our humanity. And whether speaking out loud or talking to ourselves in our head, language can shape even our silent relationship with ourselves. Think about it. You will never speak to anyone more than you speak to yourself in your head. So what do you tell yourself? How are you shaping your thoughts? This meditation from Proverbs chapter 16 will help you better understand the power we have over shaping our thoughts, both earthly and divine, when we talk to ourselves. So to begin your meditation, settle into a place of quiet reflection for a moment. Just relax your body and your gaze. You probably won't be able to relax your racing inner voice, and that's fine. But intentionally relax your posture and your eyes in these moments. We will be together for about 15 minutes, and I will mind the time. Continue now and enjoy this moment of responsive prayer from Psalm 119, and respond with, O Lord, give me pleasant words. How can a young man keep his way pure? By guarding it according to your word. Respond, O Lord, give me pleasant words. With my whole heart I seek you. Let me not wander from your commandments. Respond, O Lord, give me pleasant words. I have stored up your word in my heart, dear God, that I might not sin against you. Respond, O Lord, give me pleasant words. Blessed are you, O Lord, teach me your statutes. O Lord, give me pleasant words. With my lips, I declare all the rules of your mouth. And respond, O Lord, give me pleasant words. So pause here now in quiet reflection as God begins to transform your mind with pleasant words. Let this continuing time of stillness move without effort into a time of reflective, pleasant prayer. Not of structured words, but random thoughts. Not of lists, but of wanderings. Let your mind wander in and around God. He isn't concerned with grammar, but of your heart. So spend a moment now encountering God by speaking from your heart. Continue to become even more aware of God now and His Spirit and His Son through your breathing. Keep your eyes open, but in a soft focus as you pay attention to your breathing and the voices around you, the voices of others, or your own inner voice. Note any feelings of anxiety and remain focused on a cycle of deep, slow breathing. Notice the divine tension between the hectic sounds of voices in your head and the calming pace of your breathing. Both the frantic pace of voices around you and the serene rhythm of your breathing. Encounter God there. Inhale, and as you exhale, Whisper silently how God's words are pleasant. Hear frenzied agitation and exhale how God's words are pleasant. Take a few more moments now to be present with God and aware of your breathing as you whisper how God's words are pleasant. Continue to be aware of God in this moment. Take note of everything in and around you, your environment, and your body. Just encounter everything right now. What are you aware of? What voices do you hear? What words continue to bounce through your mind? What is the tone of your inner voice? Is it pleasant or harsh? We'll stay here being present with God and centering on the truth that God's words are pleasant. Just center on the sounds in your mind, words you're calling yourself. Your mind may wander to bitter, harsh words, but when you realize it, let that trigger you to return, without effort, back to God's words that are pleasant. The process of cycling between harsh and pleasant will help you remain encountering Him today. So practice that now. Center on pleasant and return there again when you wander towards harshness. Now stay mindful and aware as you listen to this passage, the first of three distinct readings of expanding reflection. Fight the temptation to analyze it or study it too closely. Just be aware of pleasant words. But do listen for a word gift from the Holy Spirit too. As you listen to Proverbs chapter 16, verse 24 from the English Standard Version. Gracious words are like a honeycomb. Sweetness to the soul and health to the body. What did the Holy Spirit center you on? What lingers in your mind from this passage? Well, remain there for a moment. After pausing for a bit, what still remains of this passage in your mind? Often this passage is a guide for how we speak to others. But now, let it be a guide here for how you speak to yourself. Let your mind wander there now. Are your inner voice words gracious and sweet when your thoughts turn towards yourself? Well, let the Holy Spirit guide your inner reflection now. listen once again to a wider perspective from the New King James Version. From a wise mind comes wise speech. The words of the wise are persuasive. Kind words are like honey, sweet to the soul and healthy for the body. What did you notice or become more aware of this time? Well, remain in meditation as you let those words linger. Just let your mind drift through the imagery and the sound of your inner voice. Are your self-directed words wise and kind? Well, let them now become sweet and healthy in this time of continued meditation. Listen now to the third sacred reading from an even wider context from the Amplified Version. Insight is a fountain of life for its possessor, but the discipline of fools is folly. The heart of a wise person instructs his mouth. It adds learning to his speech. Pleasant words are a honeycomb, sweet to the taste and health to the body. There is a way that seems right to a person, but its end is the way to death. So resting in imaginative contemplation for a moment, I want you to think of a friend who today needs words of love. They need a kind phrase, an expression of sweetness. See them in your mind's eye for a moment. How are they hurting? How are they in pain? Feel yourself leaning in to whisper to them, to give them pleasant words of love. But now, begin to realize the person you're leaning towards is you. Take time now to express God's words of love to yourself. A kind phrase to yourself from His Word. An expression of sweetness to yourself from His Holy Spirit. Take time to receive from the Holy Spirit the words of healing you would so willingly give to someone else, but now pleasant words for you. As you were present in your imagination, whispering pleasant words to yourself, discern God's presence in your life now and here. How are you hurting? How are you in pain? Well, let this time be a moment of prayer to receive pleasant words of healing from God, sweet words of wisdom, not only for others, but now for you. you close your time, just return to your breathing. A whispered breath of meditation that God's words are pleasant. Let the word pleasant guide you today. Let it be your meditation all through your day. And let me pray that you remember to not only share wise, pleasant, and sweet words to others, but to yourself as well. That you not only show love, but receive it as well. And now to Him who is able to do far more abundantly than all you can ask or think or imagine, according to the power at work within you, to Him be the glory in the church and in Christ Jesus throughout all generations, forever and ever. Amen. So in the days ahead, you will surely face moments of pain. But by God's grace, through faith in Christ, you are worthy of receiving pleasant words of healing and love. You might expect resistance, thoughts of being unworthy, but in those moments, simply thank God for the reminder that by His grace, you are worthy. You might also know someone who feels broken today, someone who may need to have those same pleasant words whispered to them. Remind someone today that by His grace, God has mended them beautifully, completely, and everlastingly again. So when you're ready, step out to encounter God by speaking love into the lives of others today, as well as into your own life as well.